KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 42 degrees in Atlantic. We look for areas of fog this morning. Most of that is already burning off here in Atlantic. And skies will be partly cloudy today. It'll be a high of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The Atlantic Fire Department responded to a natural gas leak at 709 Elm Street late last night. Fire Chief Mark McNeese says a neighbor called in the report at around 11:38 p.m. Upon arrival, firefighters discovered a broken joint on the line leading to the gas meter. The gas was successfully shut off, and the neighbors at 711 Elm were evacuated after an investigation revealed the home at 709 contained a large amount of natural gas. The home was unoccupied for the evening except for the homeowner's dog. Alliant utility workers arrived and began digging the entrance line as the leak was feared to be underground as well. AMU was called to shut off the electricity to the home to avoid any potential ignition sources. After excavating the underground entrance line and discovering no other leak, neighbors were allowed back into their home. The occupant was located and advised of the situation. The homeowners said that they'd recently replaced a foundation wall. The ground area beneath the gas meter had settled greatly since then and allowed the meter and line to sink into the ground, causing the break. Alliant and Atlantic fire officials remind residents that any excavation around a gas meter is dangerous, and proper backfilling underneath the lines and meter is critical to prevent such settling and possible breaks and leaks. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese says, thankfully, disaster was averted in this case. Had this happened later in the evening, the result could have been much worse. He said it was a dangerous situation for some period of time until the home was ventilated, and they were sure there was no more underground leak. The Atlantic Fire Department was also assisted by the Atlantic Police Department and the Cass County Sheriff's Office. Crews were on the scene for about 2 hours. Police in Creston report four people were arrested over the weekend. Sunday night, 31-year-old Barrett Driscoll of Afton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant out of Adams County for child endangerment and possession of drug paraphernalia. Driscoll was released to the custody of Adams County authorities. Early Sunday morning, 56-year-old Michael Fry of Creston was arrested on a charge of driving while suspended. Fry was later released on $300 bond. On Saturday night, 49-year-old Kimberly Bunker of Creston was arrested on a charge of public intoxication. She was later released on a promise to appear in court. And Saturday evening, 20-year-old Noah Coleman of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of simple assault. Coleman was released later on a promise to appear in court. And the Creston police says that a resident at the 400 block of West Town Line reported that sometime between April 26th and the 29th, someone had entered her residence and stolen several items, including a 52-inch LG TV, a PlayStation game system, bracelets, and watches. The loss was estimated at $750. Elsewhere in the news, figures from a survey of supply managers in nine Midwestern and Plain states have dropped slightly after rising for 3 months, but they still point to economic growth. A report issued today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index declined to 50.1 in April from 50.6 in March. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that would suggest decline. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey. Goss says continuing weakness in the region's agriculture and energy sectors remains an obstacle to improving overall growth. Senator Charles Grassley will join a national group in southwest Iowa this week to talk about taxpayer preferences. The National Taxpayer Advocate Service, an independent organization within the Internal Revenue Service, announced that it will hold a public forum at 8:30 a.m. Thursday in Red Oak. Those who attend will get the chance to discuss how the IRS can better help them comply with their tax obligations. The forum will take place at the Montgomery County YMCA. Nina Olson, the National Taxpayer Advocate, will join Grassley and a panel of small business representatives for the fifth forum in a series held in communities across the country. The forums were created to better understand and reflect taxpayer preferences in a plan that outlines how the IRS will operate in the future. A Center for Abused Children in Sioux City is raising $2 million for an expansion project. The project will roughly triple the size of the Mercy Child Advocacy Center to 9,000 square feet. The project will create a standalone facility and add two more interview rooms and another examination room. Plus, it will make the facility more secure and give it a separate entrance. Currently, families enter the center through the endoscopy unit at the hospital. The facility serves 40 counties in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota and has seen over 15,000 children since it opened in 1989. A 31-year-old pickup truck driver has been charged with vehicular homicide in connection with the death of a woman in Polk County. The accident occurred April 23rd on westbound Interstate 80. The Iowa State Patrol says Michael Wright was driving the pickup when he changed lanes and hit a semi-tractor trailer. The pickup then hit a guardrail and went airborne, ejecting Wright and his passenger, 44-year-old Susanna Thompson, who died at the scene. Wright was briefly hospitalized. Wright's also been charged with reckless driving, driving while barred as a habitual offender, and third offense operating under the influence. The man is from Ankeny. The number of drunken driving deaths on Iowa roads has been increasing over the past few years, but the number of driver's license revocations is down. There were 123 drunken driving deaths last year. That's up from 110 the year before and 114 in 2012. Last year, 13,938 driver's licenses were revoked for drunken driving in Iowa. That number has been steadily declining. In 2014, 14,515 licenses were revoked. And in 2012, 17,708 licenses were taken. Officials of the State Transportation Department and law enforcement say the decline is the result of having fewer officers on the road because of budget cuts and fewer arrests. Also, more people may be getting rides home after drinking. Opening statements are expected soon in the Pittsburgh trial of a man charged with robbing and killing two sisters of an Iowa state lawmaker 2 years ago. Allegheny County prosecutors say 45-year-old Alan Wade killed Sarah Wolf after she returned home to find Susan Wolf already slain in February of 2014. They were sisters of Democratic Iowa State Representative Mary Wolf. The sisters were found dead after failing to show up for work. Sarah was a psychiatrist at the University of Pittsburgh's Medical Center and Western Psychiatric Institute and Clinic. Susan was an aide at a private school. Both women had been shot in the head but also had been badly beaten. Defense attorneys are expected to challenge DNA evidence that prosecutors say links Wade, who's the victim's neighbor, to their deaths. Police in Jamaica say two U.S. missionaries have been found slain in a rural area of the Caribbean island that has long struggled with high rates of violent crime. In a statement Sunday, the Jamaican Constabulary Force identified the two men as 48-year-old Randy Hetzel and 53-year-old Harold Nichols. Their battered bodies were found in bushes in separate areas of St. Mary Parish. There have been no arrests. Investigators have not issued a possible motive. Police did not provide hometowns for the victims. Hensel's Facebook page, though, says he was from Donelson, Iowa. Nichols' hometown was not immediately clear. Both missionaries lived and worked in Jamaica for a Pennsylvania-based religious organization called Teams for Medical Missions. The two men and their families did evangelism and Bible ministry and built homes. A northern Iowa woman accused of stealing from breast cancer charity group has pleaded not guilty. 51-year-old Leanne Hicks of Ventura entered a plea as she waived her preliminary hearing. The court records don't list a trial date on the charges of theft and ongoing criminal conduct. Authorities say Hicks stole nearly $3,500 from Buddies for Boobies during the 19 months she served as the nonprofit group's president. Hicks said she didn't take the money. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.